You see, even today, as I normally do, I tried to see if there was anything specific that he wanted me to go into, and he didn't give me anything except watch and go forward. So that's all I knew to do, is to watch and go forward. One of the things that I ended up doing was, as I was studying, he pressed me during that study to go to my Amplified Bible. So if you will take a moment, we're going to go to the Amplified, okay? I want to go forward to John chapter 17, because what we've been searching for is how God is going to work with us. And in John chapter 17, our Savior is doing a mighty work, but he's dealing directly to our Father, and he includes us. Darlene, would you skip over there and snap that big light, please? That way there we'll have a little brighter light on the subject matter. Thank you. How many find that's a little helpful? Okay. Now, one of the things in verse 20, he says, "Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust, cling to, rely on me through their words and teachings." And I added the words church, okay? Because that's for us, that's for the church. The purpose, verse 21, so that they all may be one. "Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me." Now, if you notice, it's for the world to be convinced. A lot of times we're trying to convince ourselves. And the more we try to convince ourselves, the more focus we have on me. The me, myself, and I syndrome. Okay? Am I doing okay before God? Am I doing this before God? Am I doing that before God? Well, I could take you to James, and I could show you that the purpose of the whole Christian walk is to take care of the poor, the needy, etc., etc., etc. It's not all about you. So the focus needs to change. We need to be one. We need to be caring for one another. We need to be focused on the needs of one another. And that's not just spiritual. It's all of the levels of human beings. Spirit, soul, and body. The soul is three parts, mind, will, and emotions. And a lot of times those will can... How many have problems with free will sometimes? Feel a bit too free? It goes in many directions that you'd like it not to. But it is free. And God gave you that free will. And he expects you to run to him before you make decisions. And sometimes we don't. And I'm guilty of that. Not as much as I used to, but thank God I'm getting better than I was. So I'll remind you that you're all under construction. And when you're under construction, that means not every corner works right yet. The floor may not be all installed, and the electrical may not be all functioning. There may be three bathrooms in a house, but if only one's connected, use only the one that works. Please, you comprehend where I'm coming from? There's sections of us that are still in that process of being transformed. And I think the secret is to be patient with one another. We have a tendency to judge and criticize and condemn anyone that doesn't fit our pattern of Christianity. It's not God. It's not God. I mean, multifacets to the body. Toes don't look anything like fingers, yet they do a mighty work. and vice versa. I mean, I cannot expect my leg to do what my arm can do. And so when we're all expecting out of each other what we perceive as godly, well, I've got news for you. The women are a part of the body as well as the men. Men don't think like women. Women don't think like men. They're not supposed to. They criticize each other because they're acting and reacting differently. People in the body are supposed to have different gifts. As all those gifts are different, and all the fruit of the Spirit are different. Is it okay if I share what I saw on you? When I went to anoint this man, I saw something absolutely stupid as far as brains are concerned. How many know you have problems with your brain? In the spirit realm, it's very different than in the natural realm. What I saw was a tree, and the very first fruit that I saw on a tree was a strawberry. And I said, it doesn't make a darn bit of sense. And as I kept releasing my spirit to let him know what I saw on that tree, I saw an apple, an orange, and all of a sudden there was a great big walnut. Well, that doesn't grow with those other fruit. And then I heard the word multifaceted. In other words, the fruits that are in this man are multifaceted. Now, I'm not just identifying him. It's because of the vision that I'm giving it to you. I'm not trying to embarrass him. I'm not trying to make him look better than everybody else. I don't know about the trees that are on you or what tree you represent or what fruit that are on you. I know some of you, and I know some of your gifts, and I know some of your fruit. But I'm not God. And I'm only able to give you what I perceive and what I see. I did see the brokenness of your heart. What of that vision? That was part of who you are. So remember, God is definitely working on you, my friend. Be patient. So bottom line, if God is taking time for his son to pray for us specifically and to ask God to make us one, we need to cooperate. We need to make that active choice to say, yes, I'm willing. That's the first beginnings of it. Once the willingness is there and we lay down our will and we say, let your will be done according to your plan. Put me where I'm supposed to be for whatever purpose I am to serve, for whatever season I'm to serve in that place. Whatever that happens to be. Because we've got people that are so critical because, oh, they went to a place, or they went to a particular conference, or they did this because the Lord told them to. That's wonderful. Let them bring back gifts. Let them bring back wonderful truths from God. This is the way the body of Christ should work. Now, I was a furniture dealer for years. I had all kinds of special tools. In fact, my toolbox was pretty precious to me. I even had a huge kit that I could repair almost anything. Cost thousands of dollars. The Lord said, all of what you have in this natural arena is nothing compared to what I have inside of you. If you will let that treasure box be open. Do you want my honest opinion of when I heard those words, what I said to him? Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Because you see, I have this little structured brain that says, oh, but my teacher in second grade said I was not able to do blank, blank, blank. My teacher in seventh grade said, oh, you'll never be good at that, so drop it. The opinions of men shaped my brain with this skinny little box. And that was wrong. They did their best. I'm not blaming them. But God was showing me the limitation of my own mind because of people. Because I was a servant of people. How many can confess they were servants of people? Just to please. We did everything. Just to make them happy. Get them off my case. Just to do. Just so that, what? I won't get more rejection or more reprimands? Yes. Verse 18. Just as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify. Did you hear that? Dedicate, concentrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, concentrated, and made holy in the truth. Verse 17. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy. Did you hear that? Make them holy. Do you think Jesus can have that prayer answered? Or is it impossible for me to become holy? I'm not talking about full of holes. You already know that. I'm talking about holy unto the Father, acceptable unto Papa. Has the blood of the Lamb done that for you already? Are you still working on the parts of you that need to be changed? Yes. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself, make them holy by the truth of your word. Your word is truth. So again, the foundation has to come from the word of the living God. Is it all truth? Yes, Jesus is the fullness of truth, exposed in the earth for everybody to see. Verse 16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. You know, sometimes in my experience with God, I was trying to fit in. How many know what I'm talking about? Trying to fit in. Well, when I walked into the church, after I realized who I was, to a degree, I realized who I was. I was a part of the body of Christ. I was excited about that truth. But you know what? I had a hard time with me because I was doing the same natural things in the spirit that I did in the natural realm. I thought it was okay. But I learned a little bit at a time that in the realm of the spirit, things are done by faith. And I was trying to create them by acts of my will, forming a set of laws to make sure that everything was purified according to what I believed, and made a terrible mistake. If you make yourself perfect by acts of perfection from your flesh, you will be created holy. You will look holy. You will smell holy. You will look holy. The only thing is, you're going to get so proud of yourself, it's going to be really ugly. If you lay down on that altar and you're still alive, Jesus could not lay down on that altar until he was completely dead. And the fire came and burned. They put him in that sepulcher. He didn't stay dead because death had no rights to him. You see, I believe that the last enemy to be conquered, which we know is death, will be conquered. And it's going to be conquered while we're still in our flesh. But it's going to be God that's going to make me holy. Jesus' prayer is not going to go unanswered. Not if I can help it. Did he say, sanctify them? Verse 17. Purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy. By the truth. Who is the truth? It's Jesus. It's the truth, and the word is the truth. So let's trust him by choice to make us holy. Let's trust him to make us one, because you see, he wants us to be one. And let's trust him that we can put other things on the altar that is not dead yet. If you've got corners in your life that are still not dead, put it on the altar. Let the fire of God come down on it. Don't you try to clean yourself up, because I hate to say it, you're going to do a lousy job like I did. And then you're going to get so proud that you're so holy that I won't be able to stand you. I'm being honest. You ever try to put up with a proud Christian that he's so holy? How many have ever met one of those? They are so holy in their own eyes, and they've got a scripture for every problem, and they know the word. Now, I confess to you, I don't know this thing from cover to cover. I know what he has showed me and made alive to me. That's all I know. I'm not any better or stronger or bigger or whatever than anybody else. I'm on that walk with all of you. I still have struggles just like every single one of you. Yes, I am getting better at it than I was. But I need you. And by the same token, you need me. See, it's not a love affair that this one is better, and this one is better, and that one is better, and this one is greater. Baloney! In fact, it's a pretty good example. Baloney's made out of all kinds of meats, isn't it? And then he seasons it. Boy, does it taste good when it's fried. At least in my book, anyway. What am I saying to you? God wants a multitude of people obedient. He wants a company of lovers of him to be lovers of themselves, and then lovers of their neighbor, because that's the next level. Loving one another as he has loved us. So would you close your eyes, please? Father God, you know the fullness of what you have tried to do tonight. And I believe your Holy Spirit has done an awesome work. But I'm asking not only for myself, but for these that are here and these that are connected to us in different parts of the country and even in other countries, because we have people that are connected and we're going to be listening to this message. And Lord, I believe that you will get your way, that our Father will be able to have a place where he can really inhabit his people. And I want to be one of them. And I believe that this prayer that your son prayed was for such a time as this. I believe with all my heart that revelation knowledge is happening in all different parts of the body. I believe that the gifts that you have given into this body are multifaceted. And every single individual has special fruit that will make an awesome, awesome gift unto our Father and to the earth and to the world, because it makes that we as individuals in operation in order to do what God's Holy Spirit has called us to do, it will impact this area and then it will impact the world for God's glory. And that's my prayer. Will you agree? In Jesus' name.